Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope you had a good old weekend, but it's time to get the week started. It is the 15th of August, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in around 5 minutes. So, Windows users get that 10th anniversary update thinking, well, I shouldn't have done that. Yeah, it seems a few users out there that installed that update on their SSD drives are experiencing problems with their computers just freezing. And unfortunately, on this Monday, I've got nothing to ease your mind either, because Microsoft, they don't have a fix yet. But at least they are aware of what's happening. In the meantime, Microsoft has provided a couple of details or workarounds that should get you up and running in case you just freeze. Method number one, using the recovery console. Hold down the shift key while you select power, then restart. Then your PC restarts to choose the option on the screen. You'll select troubleshoot, advanced options, and then go back to previous build. Yeah, the one that was working. Or, of course, there's method number two. That lets you use the settings app in the safe mode. You'll restart your PC, then choose that option of troubleshoot, advanced options, startup settings, and then restart. Then after your PC restarts, select either 4 or F4 on your PC, and that'll get you into safe mode. Go to the update and security, and then the recovery tab. After that, go back to the earlier build and then click get started, and you're on your way. Oh yes, just all these lovely little steps that you wanted to do on your Monday. Tim Cook seemed a little bit talkative over the weekend. In fact, spilling a little bit of beans that Apple is indeed working on a new computing platform. The interview, which took place with the Washington Post, Cook said that
Apple is doing a lot of things, particularly with augmented reality, or should I say AR.
And just in case we didn't know what AR was, Tim went on to explain, said
that's the technology that puts digital images on top of the real world.
Okay, thanks, Tim. Now, though, this isn't the first time that Tim Cook has really said that he loves AR and that Apple's interested in doing it. This is the first time he's actually publicly said that, yes, indeed, they are working on it. As what it has to do with a whole new computing platform, I'm not really sure. I guess that's the secret in the pudding right now. Well, we couldn't get through a news day without mentioning Pokemon Go. Sorry. But this goes for all you cheaters out there. Yes, there are people cheating at this game. Hard to believe, I know. But if you are cheating at Pokemon Go, they're going to hand you a lifetime ban, buddy. In the recent update of its terms and service page for Pokemon Go, the reasons for ban includes, but is not limited to, falsifying your location, modified or unofficial software, and or accessing Pokemon Go clients or backends in an unauthorized manner, including the use of a third-party software. Yeah, that's your cheating software. Now, right now, it's not really known how they're going to discover the ones that are cheating. One thing, though, for sure, that they have been doing since day one is monitoring your phone's location and algorithmically cross-referencing it with your activity. So that may be one way Pokemon Go hackers can be caught. So I guess it's up to you, Pokemon Go players. You can do it the legitimate way, or you could live life on the hacker's edge. And finally, Mother Earth, yes, this lovely home where we live. Used to be thought that, this is the only place, this is it. Well, it may not be the case anymore. Seems that scientists are preparing to unveil a new planet in our galactic neighborhood. And they believe it's very Earth-like. Now, apparently this exoplanet orbits a well-investigated star that I can't pronounce the name of, but it's part of the Alpha Centauri star system. And they believe with all the data they've collected, they think they may have found another Earth. Now, this still nameless Earth-like planet actually orbits at a distance that could allow it to have liquid water on the surface and get enough sunlight to have life. And if their calculations are correct, we might be actually someday be planning a mission to this place. Mind you, it's only 4.25 light years away. Really? Only 4.25? Well, I suggest we get planning that mission right about now. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. TheBritishTechNetwork.com, of course, the destination, the place for all the BTN podcasts. Get subscribed over there. Or if it's more convenient for you, just hop on over to iTunes. All of the shows can be found there as well. British Tech Network, of course, is on Facebook at British Tech Network. We're also on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter, too, at Kyle Swagger. But the main place to be is in our British Tech community over at our Slack room. That's at BritishTech.slack.
BTNNewsNetwork.com. We'll be back tomorrow for your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, I'm going to go start getting packed to make that trip to that Earth-like planet that we might be going to visit here when we're all dead. Anyways, have a great Monday. Thank you very much for listening.